Solving big and small societal problems often comes when people become involved in their communities. Kathy Rowell is professor of sociology at Sinclair Community College. She's also service director at the Center for Teaching and Learning. Born in Kentucky, she has spent 45 years in Dayton, attending Wright State and Ohio State Universities. She wants you to be involved with your community. It's something she cares deeply about.
Kenneth Clark once said, "We can destroy ourselves by cynicism and disillusion just as effectively as by bombs." Despite all the overwhelming problems in the world, I remain convinced that humans have the capacity to make the world a better place for all. I often share with students the stories of three men who had every reason to be cynical about humanity. Of course, there are many other historical examples, but in my lifetime, these three have inspired me over the years. These three men, Dr. Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, and Nelson Mandela, lived in times where many would have said change was not possible. Although all were cynical of the systems they wished to change, these men continued to believe that individuals have the power to change the world. They never let cynicism overcome them, and despite overwhelming resistance, change happened. Have you heard people say the following? "Why vote? It does not matter. That one kills me. Nothing ever changes. It doesn't matter who's in office." Or, "I can't make a difference, so why bother trying?" And my personal favorite, "These problems are so big that it's not even worth trying to do anything about them." I increasingly find people who seem to be convinced of their powerlessness. Yet history is full of stories of people changing the status quo. Interestingly, I would argue that most of the problems we are dealing with in the world are man-made. If we have the power to create problems, I would argue we have the power to solve them. Daily, we have examples of people gathering together to effect change in countries where many would have said change was not possible. Right now in the news, the people of Tunisia and Egypt are very inspiring examples of people who believe change is possible. We have made great strides with reducing many diseases in the world. For example, just last week, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation reported that we are close to eradicating polio off the planet. Many people would have said this was not possible. And yes, although the economy is bad, we happen to live in a country where the possibility to receive a college education is higher than anywhere else in the world. And one record high that's often not discussed from 2010, community college enrollment was at a record high. I know that because I work at Sinclair. More people are receiving education than ever before. Of course, much of this is due to our economy, where people have to go back to school to be retrained. But in many places around the world, educational opportunities are almost non-existent. So, I'm here today to talk to you about what can be done. Can an individual make a difference? Can groups make a difference? I remain steadfast in my belief that we can change many of the problems facing the world. Although I share with students when I teach various ways individuals can and have made a difference, I thought I would share one way with you today that's receiving a lot of national attention: social entrepreneurship. So what is social entrepreneurship? If you haven't seen it, the PBS series, The New Heroes, and I hope you do watch it. It's a great show. They define social entrepreneurship as the following, and bear with me, I'm going to have to read this one. A social entrepreneur identifies and solves social problems on a large scale. Social entrepreneurs act as change agents for society, seizing opportunities others miss in order to improve systems, invent and disseminate new approaches, and advance sustainable solutions that create social value. The Ashoka Organization for Social Entrepreneurship shares this definition on their website. Social entrepreneurs are individuals with innovative solutions to society's most pressing social problems. They're ambitious and persistent, tackling major social issues and offering new ideas for wide-scale change. Social entrepreneurs find what is not working and solve the problem by changing the system, spreading the solution, and persuading entire societies to take new leaps. One organization, the Skoll Foundation, shares numerous examples of social entrepreneurship on their website. And I thought I would share my personal favorite today. And it's called the Barefoot College. And it was named, it was developed by a man named Bunker Roy. And here's what they do. I'm going to add, I just think it's so exciting, the work that they're doing. And you can look at the website later. They were established in 1972. And the Barefoot College is a non-governmental organization that has been providing basic services and solutions to problems in rural communities, with the objective of making them self-sufficient and sustainable. Basically, this organization is taking college into the fields and training people in their communities, kind of like community colleges. Rural men and women, irrespective of age, who are barely literate or not at all and have no hope of getting even the lowest government job, are being trained to work as day and night school teachers, doctors, engineers, and many other technical jobs. The Barefoot College was recently featured on CNN for training Indian women. And let me add, having been to India, the fact that you're training Indian women to do anything is amazing, because there's such a disparity in their country, on how to install solar panels. They report that the collective efforts of over 300 Barefoot water engineers have made it possible to provide water for drinking and sanitation. And I think this is an amazing statistic. They use 300 Barefoot engineers to provide this to 2.65 million rural children in the world. Many people want to volunteer their time to help the rural poor around the world, but what many organizations are realizing is that volunteer labor, often from Western countries, may actually reduce the opportunities for employment for people in these communities. A friend of mine that runs a nonprofit organization in Mexico recently shared a story with me where a high school fundraised over $36,000 for their students to go to a village in Mexico and help build a school. By the way, most of that $36,000 was the travel cost for this whole high school class to go. They found out later that the villagers who had planned on working and being paid to build the school were not used. Thus, volunteering prevented many families from having employment. Now, I'm not suggesting that volunteering is a bad thing, but I do think there are many new models of making change in rural communities that are much more sustainable thanks to social entrepreneurship. I think what's exciting about the Barefoot College model is that rather than use volunteers from other countries, they are training local people and creating jobs for them and enabling them to solve many of their own problems in a very sustainable way. So rather than bring a volunteer from the United States to install a solar panel, they are teaching women in rural areas to do this for their own communities. This is social entrepreneurship. There are other many numerous international examples, including some projects right here in the Miami Valley. Students from various colleges and universities in the area have collected money over the years to start micro-enterprise projects in various countries in Africa. Locally, there's a coffee shop in downtown Springfield, Ohio. I hope you go. It's called Imundo Cafe, One Roll Cafe, and they work with coffee farmers in rural Guatemala. They purchase the coffee directly and sell in their shop. Much of the profits from Imundo Cafe goes to fund various social projects in Guatemala. Another type of social entrepreneurship springing up all over the United States is the community garden movement in urban areas. Locally, Homeful and the House of Bread have been working with the homeless and hungry to develop community farming programs. People who are struggling with homelessness and hunger have opportunities to learn farming skills, and the food can be sold at local farmers' markets and grocery stores in order to help fund various programs at shelters and soup kitchens. I've named only a few local examples, and I know there are many more, and I'd be interested in hearing from you if you have ones you want me to know about. Of course, as with any solution to social problems, social entrepreneurship is not perfect, and it's not without its cynics. Despite the problems, I do think there are many examples of good social entrepreneurship in the world, and it can be a tool of change. Social entrepreneurship is exciting to read about, and the amount of creative possibilities are endless. So, in conclusion, if you happen to be sitting at home and thinking the problems of the world are overwhelming and that you can't do anything to change things, I ask you to think again. Cynicism has its place, but cynicism will not change the world. It never has. As Margaret Mead wrote, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. I hope my talk today might encourage you to seek out a small group of thoughtful, committed people. There are many in our community, and take some steps today to change the world.
Kathy Rowell, Professor of Sociology at Sinclair Community College. Soci Talks is designed to enlighten the world with knowledge from primarily institutions of higher education in Southwest Ohio.